is a stronger connection.
Want to challenge Walt on something he said?
Good luck.
You can mark the tape just like Ramona. Listen back to every single hour of Road Rage at theroarfm.com or on the Roar app. The Roar, where every day is game day.
Walt Dibtula, Road Rage. And by the way, we left, we're short of time. I was talking about the Braves pitching situation. You know, and that's assuming that Elder even returns. You know, which I don't think we know for sure. I mean, the Braves are saying that they hope he's going to return for the playoffs. So, you know, I don't know if it was just cleaning out the meniscus or what it was, but they are saying that they think, hope, whatever, that he's going to return. So, again, I'm assuming that that's the case. But if not, then I guess the Braves could be even in a worse situation. But that the starting pitching is a concern, whether he's available or not. Back to the phones. It is Jason in Columbia on the Pratt Injury Lawyers phone line. Jason, how are you? Jason, good to have you.
Hey, well, yeah, I won't keep you too long. I know we got other people, but I just wanted to share. I had two anecdotes for you.
Yes.
You know, you're one of the previous callers who gave you that eyewitness testimony. I mean, that was just amazing. I mean, obviously, it's a tragic day that he wishes he hadn't lived through, but it's just a historic day. You know, I liken it to, you know, for like my grandparents' generation, it's like Pearl Harbor, yeah. A day that it will live in infamy.
Right.
And then I think, you know, for my parents' generation, it's JFK.
Yeah.
You know, my mom vividly remembered being in school,
right,
when the news came of him. And so for my generation, it's kind of the same way. And so I was out in New York City.
And on the latter, there are still questions about that today. You know, that.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
You know, and
big time.
So.
Yeah. And you know, I was living in the Twin Cities, and my wife and I were young, not exactly newlyweds, but we were just starting out, you know, and I was working downtown in one of the tallest buildings in Minneapolis at that time, and I was actually out jogging. I was coming in later that morning and got back to the house, and my wife had the TV on and was just like, it was in between the first plane and the second plane. So at first we thought it was, you know, like a lot of people, that it was some kind of accident.
Right, hoping.
And then it just became apparent, you know, what was happening. And I wound up still, you know, I called the office and everybody, you know, everything was going normal. So of course now in hindsight, I'm wondering, you know, I don't know how intelligent it was for me to drive downtown, but I did, just like everything was normal. But by the time I got, you know, I had a contracted parking spot in one of the ramps there by my building. And Walt, by the time I got out of the ramp and walking into the lobby of this huge skyscraper, it reminded me of what the gentleman said, like a scene from Godzilla. I mean, all of a sudden there were police just pushing everyone in the opposite direction. So I knew, you know, obviously I wasn't going. I mean, the policeman said, no, we're getting everybody out of here.
And this was in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it was in Minneapolis.
Wow.
And what I remember, Walt, being in that downtown cluster, and all of a sudden the sidewalks just filling with everyone being pushed out. I mean, they shut down the whole downtown sector.
Wow.
By the time I got there. And the concern was, and I don't know if you remember this, you know, obviously we didn't have Twitter or anything then, but there were so many rumors. You can imagine people panic, and it was, there are 10 planes that are unaccounted for. There are 20 planes that are unaccounted for, you know? And so there was a fear that any major metropolitan area was under attack. And that's what the policemen were telling me.
Yeah, I gave the numbers earlier as part of that a timeline of how many flights, et cetera, were shut down when the realization hit.
Yeah, and so and I remember there was an older woman who worked in my office, and I saw her come out of the lobby, and she was really shaken up, and she lived in my area, but she didn't like to drive downtown, so she either would have a friend drop her off, or she would take the bus. And so she said, "Can I ride home with you?" And I said, "Sure." Right. And her husband was retired Air Force, and I remember her calling him immediately when we got in there, and just being so shaken up all the way home, and it was so surreal. And it's kind of like you're doing today, Walt. You know, you're ostensibly a sports show, but the whole time I was driving into Minneapolis, I loved, I don't know if you know Tony Bruno.
Yeah.
Tony Bruno and Andrew Siciliano had a show on Fox at that time. But it was Walt, you know, once it started happening, they were so good at just like describing what was happening and you know, just to the layperson. And that's what I listened to. And then once everything calmed down, and I remember my parents being so freaked out, right? Because they knew I was in a metropolitan area. And so I got a hold of them in South Carolina and told them everything was okay and I was on the way home. And then my uncle, who's a brilliant engineer, Walt, double degreed from Clemson, he used to be stationed in the 70s at the Pentagon. He was part of the Air Force joint venture with the Pentagon that created the first stealth technology for the U.S.,
huh. Wow.
And I remember talking to him in the days after that, and he was so shaken up. Now he lived back in South Carolina by that time, but the exact area where he worked in the Pentagon was where it got hit. Wow. And it just sent a shiver down his spine, and he felt, you know, for everyone there. I told Kwok earlier today, and as you've alluded to, I've never had that feeling of like September 12th, September 13th, where just like you said, the unity was there, the whole nation was there. Whether you voted for him or not, W was your president.
Right.
And yeah. I have to say that W, in the days after, hit like every perfect note
he
you
did.
Could.
Yeah,
I mean,
he
when he attended the rubble and grabbed the loudspeaker, what am I trying to say? The horn.
Yeah.
Because they said, "We can't hear you."
Yeah.
And he grabbed it and said, "Soon the people are responsible for this, and you know, everyone will hear from us."
Yep.
And then his speech, and then that baseball pitch. I mean, my God, you know, to nail a strike right down the middle,
yeah.
Was just so inspirational.
It was.
And the only thing, Walt, and I'll get off of this, the only thing I can really compare it to that's even close was, you know, I was in junior high when Hurricane Hugo hit, and it devastated my community.
Right.
And for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and in the months after that, but we were out of school for like 3 weeks, and all we did as young people was, through our church, we just went around every day working like 12-hour yeah. shifts, like cleaning people's yards. Where's an elderly person? Let's go dig them out, right. You know, that kind of stuff. And that was what it felt like in America in the weeks after 9/11. And you're right. I mean, I hope someday, without the tragedy, I hope we'll be able to have that feeling again.
Yeah. Well, it's in there, Jason. We hide it well, but it's always in there. And again, that's why outsiders best beware of it, because it still is always in there. So, thank you, Jason. Appreciate the notes. Thank you.
Well, thanks to you and Ramona, as usual, for doing this.
Appreciate you. Thank you. This show every year, and I told Ramona during the break, sports take nothing out of me. I do the 4 hours like it's nothing. This thing every year, I mean, I feel like I've been in a 50-round fight when it's over. I just think it could, because it, I mean, like, I don't even want to know what my blood pressure is during the show, because I get all the same feelings back again.
Yeah.
Again, I'm sorry, for me, and I think for almost everybody who's contributed today in the ways they've contributed, it doesn't die. It doesn't. It never ends. It doesn't. It just, honestly, I think it gets worse. And when you have some of the people who we have now who are saying some of the things that they're saying, I think it just inspires anger even more. you know, some of these absolute losers like this Piker friggin' idiot, you know, that just are just disgusting, vile maggots. I think it just fuels it. It creates even more intensity. So it never goes away. And the voices never die. Again, Ramona, read me the Virgil quote.
I have to get it.
Okay. Back to the phones. Bengal John. John, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. Another 9/11, very somber day. Everybody is appreciating you and Ramona for what you do, so I'm going to echo that.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. Very kind of you.
One of the things that I was able to watch last year, Walt, this may resonate with you, and for those that don't know, there is a 102 minutes inside the tower tonight on ABC. Voices that have never been heard and survivors that have never been heard that are going to give their testimony. But one of the things that resonates with me, and I don't know whether it was the first tower or the second tower, that I can't distinguish, but there was a chief, fire chief of his battalion. He gathered everybody in the lobby of the tower and said, "Gentlemen, we have a job to do. It's very, very likely that most of you will not come home tonight." And every single one of those firefighters, I think there were 16 of them, I may be wrong, accepted the challenge, and they moved forward. That was the first battalion that actually went into the towers. The other thing that reminds me, you had a previous caller that talked about how our country comes together and how when we are in crisis, people make decisions and lean on each other. I'm going to go back to Sully when he had no idea what he was going to do, but he had to land the plane in the Hudson, and every single one of those people survived.
Yeah.
Because of his efforts to take care of other people.
Yeah.
You had a previous caller talking about how we come together and take care of our own, and that is another example of it. But again, Walt, you always do, you and Ramona always do one heck of a show when it comes to September 11th in remembering those that have fallen from us. And all of those people, where they read their names each and every time this date comes around, it's extremely powerful. And we heard from people today that are just now finding the remains of their loved ones, because this is a literal ongoing process. So, you know, God knows how any one of us that listen to the roar would deal with this. I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure each and every one of us has the passion and the understanding of how difficult this has been for those who have survived and lost loved ones on 9/11.
No question.
So that's my part of it. I'm going to switch gears a little bit. I know you said you were going to talk about football. I'd like to hear your take on this Texas-Ohio State game.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to that.
If you would.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you will, maybe you won't.
I'll get to that, John. I promise. I'm going to get to that in the next segment.
And by the way, I lost my hind end on the Ole Miss-Louisville game last week. I just thought Ole Miss was a more powerful team. And Kelly's sitting here with me. I darn near mortgaged the house on that game, and I got my you-know-what kicked.
You watched LSU-Clemson, you thought this was going to be more of the same.
Well, I mean, I just thought Lacey and Trinidad Chambliss and
Lacey got banged up, so that didn't help. you know, from
No, and you talked about it all week that week, and I was like, you know what, I'm still leaning Ole Miss because it was 6.5, and I was like, surely they're going to cover this, and then all of a sudden, last minute field goal hurts. But that one hurt.
Yep. Thank you, John. I got to run. Good talking to you. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words too. Before I take care of business, I'll get to your calls on the other side. I want to remind you about the September 11th memorial in New York City with the list of names. And upon that list of names, there is a quote by Virgil referencing all of the names. And the quote is, "No day shall erase you from the memory of time." We are 25 years later, and that applies as strongly today as it did 24 years ago. And it is still true, and God willing, it will always be true. No day shall erase you from the memory of time. Hence, we remember you all today. Let me tell you about Tigers for Tatas and the campaign we have coming up. Fall means three very important things here in the upstate: tailgates, football, and the Roar's annual flagship charity drive, Tigers for Tatas. Mickey is going to be taking over the 3-7 time slot on October 15th to host a very special live Tigers for Tatas show at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. So be sure to join him there. All proceeds benefit Deborah Sweeney's All In Team Foundation to support breast cancer research here in the upstate. Now, Turner's is a family-owned jewelry store led by generations of Clemson alumni. Mark and his staff are just incredible people. So stop by, say hey, enjoy a slice of pizza, snacks, beverages, shop for beautiful jewelry. Most importantly, support breast cancer research. Step into the pink carpet and enjoy a fun night out at Turner's, all while giving back to our neighbors here in the upstate. Together, we can make a difference. So listen, here's the deal. Mickey's going to be filling in for me on 3-7, October 15th, to host a very special live Tigers for Tatas show at Turner's Jewelers in Seneca. Be sure to join him there for free pizza, donate to Tigers for Tatas, take a walk on the pink carpet, and say hey to Mickey and the entire Roar crew.
If you're online, you've got the Roar at your fingertips. From a beach in Bali to the Rocky Mountains, you don't have to miss a minute. You can catch your favorite show streaming live on the Roar app or at theroarfm.com at any time. The only thing louder than the upper deck on a Saturday. Score! The Upstate Sports Authority. 105.5 and 97.5. The Roar. Where every day is game day.
The weekends are waiting.
Gilstrap's been covering the upstate for four generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap is the upstate's go-to for quality roofs, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. They've been doing it all for over 90 years. The unsolicited testimonials on Gilstrap are endless, and there's a reason for it. There's a reason someone stays in business 90 years. It's because they always do the right thing by you. That's Gilstrap. You heard Daredevil's testimony about Gilstrap just yesterday. And all of his neighbors wanted Gilstrap to do their roofs, too. He talked about the ultimate professionalism. They come back time and time to check for nails. Never a nail. That's Gilstrap Roofing. Serving the upstate since 1935. Family-owned and operated across four generations. A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. Fully licensed, bonded, and insured. A full-service roofing contractor. Extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims. GAF Master Elite Certified. Gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232. Whether you call... whatever, tell them I sent you. That's how it works. 864-269-1232. Visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. Back to the Pratt Injury Lawyer phone lines. Dre, good to have you. Dre, appreciate you hanging in there.
What's going on, Walt? Hey, Dre. How you doing today, brother?
Good, man. Thank you for getting in. Thank you for hanging in with me.
Yes, sir. I held on for 40 minutes. I'm running about 20 minutes late for an engagement, so I'll be quick.
Thank you,
but
Dre.
The day and the occasion is worth the wait. I will say that.
Thank you, Dre.
It's definitely worth the wait. Really, I'll just keep it real quick. I have the same message every time I call on this day for this show. at the end of the day, just remember the people responsible for this tragedy and their little group of idiot followers, they do not care about your skin color. They do not care about your political party affiliation. They don't care whether you're straight. They don't care whether you're gay. You know, they don't care. Their only mission and their only goal is death to America and death to Americans.
Exactly.
They even killed their own kind. There were Muslims that were American that were killed in this tragedy. They killed their own kind to serve their purpose.
Yeah.
And they were willing to
sacrifice their own lives in these suicide missions to serve their purpose.
Exactly.
That shows the level of extremist.
And exactly. And you know, it's hard when you see the division that we have in our country, especially in today's time, and it's just all red and blue, right versus left. At the end of the day, we're fighting amongst ourselves and we're dividing ourselves. And little do they know, we're making it easier for them to infiltrate and do whatever they want to do because we're too busy fighting amongst ourselves to worry about the real enemy.
Yep. You may be right, Trey. You may be right.
And like I said, I just want everybody, you know, if you listen to the show faithfully on this day, you've heard me say it before. If you're new to it, this is just a message for anybody who may be new. Just remember, we're Americans before we're anything. Yep. I'm an American before I'm a black man.
That's exactly
right. You know,
right.
I'm an American before I'm with the political party of my affiliation. You know, I'm an American before I'm anything else. And being American is something to be proud of. Is this country perfect? Do we have our flaws? Yes,
exactly.
We do. But at the end of the day, where can you go to have a freedom and just do what we do here? I mean, just look over the summer with the World Cup, people coming here and finding out America isn't this violent, crazy place that the media projects us to be.
Exactly.
And so many of them wanted to stay.
Hey, Dre, we have air conditioning. They don't.
Exactly. You know, and then it's just, like I say, just be thankful and be proud for what you have as an American and be proud to be an American. Because honestly, it is a privilege to be an American.
It is. And it's still the best place on earth.
Exactly.
Regardless of what anyone says. And all of the world recognized that when they came here for the World Cup, as you said.
Exactly, Walt. So like I say, just be mindful. Next time you find yourself on social media or in public getting ready to just fly off the handles about left and right or whatever the case may be mindful, bro. Hey, at the end of the day, we're all Americans. It's okay for you to believe what you want to believe and what I want to believe. But as long as we keep turning this into an argument instead of working together, trying to compromise and come to a middle ground, or something that we can all agree on, it's going to keep going down the same path. And at the end of the day, the one thing we can all agree on is that, hey, we're all Americans. We need to do what's best for us as Americans and what's best for this country.
100%,
and I took the comments off the air, brother.
Thank you, Dre. Words of wisdom there from Dre. I think he's 100% right. All right, we still have less. We have all six lines lit. We have not yet even discussed the Bennett equipment, you pick 'em games. So we have a time issue, Ramona. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. Here's what we're going to do, Ramona. We're going to break here.
From the first kickoff in Death Valley to the final pitch in Doug Kingsmore, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics all year long. The Clemson Athletic Network lives right here on The Roar. On The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter and this insane Clemson football home game ticket giveaway they're having. Four lower-level tickets for every Clemson home game. Roto-Rooter is going to give away four lower-level Clemson football tickets to every home game this season. To enter, all you do is visit Roto-Rooter of Greenville or Roto-Rooter of Anderson's Facebook page. Follow the page, like the giveaway post, and comment who you'd like to bring to the game. Enter once, and you're eligible all season. A winner's going to be announced the Wednesday before every Clemson home game. I mean, that is so cool out of our friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, by the way, from a plumbing standpoint, they're by far the best. I mean, there's no one even close. I mean, Roto-Rooter's been doing it the right way nationally for like 90 years or something. And locally, the same family, Clemson alumni, have owned the franchises in the upstate for over 40 years serving the upstate. They have saved Ramona's bacon. They have saved my bacon. And I'm sure they have saved your bacon as well. That's Roto-Rooter. In fact, they give you free estimates. Look, before you spend money on plumbing work, get a free estimate from Roto-Rooter. If you've been given an expensive quote for a plumbing repair, thinking about getting some plumbing work done this fall, call Roto-Rooter for a free estimate before you do anything. Roto-Rooter has served the upstate for more than 40 years. We'll shoot you straight. You'll know exactly what it's going to cost for a licensed, background-checked, and drug-screened plumber. Very important to complete your project. And the estimate on hold, and I want to get you in. I'm going to try, but we've got to make it through the Bennett Equipment, You Pick 'em games. I'm going to give you a brief analysis, not the normal type of rundown. I apologize. And then at the end of the show, the last 6.5 minutes, how long exactly is it, Ramona?
It's 6:25.
6:25. All right. At the end of the show, we will play the piece that we put together in honor of 9/11 20 years ago that people have been requesting again all day. We will play that one more time as we exit for the weekend. All right, Ramona, let's take a look at those games as a starting
point. Okay, before we start, tonight's game, high school football game, is Wren at T. L. Hanna.
Very good. And Sam
with
Sam Jones
and Grayson Mann.
And Grayson Mann. Okay, good. Yes. That's a good combo. All right, let's get to them.
All right, the first one is Oklahoma versus Michigan.
And
I took Oklahoma.
What's spreads?
Oh, Oklahoma is a 5.5-point favorite.
Okay. So no two ways to win for you and not too many points this week. I also took Oklahoma. What was the breakdown in this game?
10-2 Oklahoma. Faxon and Sam took Michigan.
Yeah. I just don't see it. Underwood really struggled in fall camp, as I understood it. That's why I did not rank Michigan. I think they're going to get drilled. I just think that Oklahoma is just way too much. I think Oklahoma can score now, and I think the Oklahoma defense, as good as Western Michigan's defense was, and I put both those teams, Western Michigan and Michigan, in my close but no cigar category, and took Western Michigan to go over their win totals for the year. They're not Oklahoma, and they don't have the offense that Oklahoma does. They don't have a tier at quarterback. Underwood has no confidence right now. I think Oklahoma is a bad place to try and find confidence. I think Oklahoma wins this game like 31-7. I think they just crush them.
The next one is Alabama, 10.5 points versus Kentucky. I took Kentucky.
Wow.
I took Kentucky because it's their home, and I don't like Alabama, so I went ahead and took Kentucky.
I also took Kentucky. I think you have a talented quarterback in Minshew. Obviously, Bama has a talent in Russell, but I don't think people fully grasp how good Minshew is. He went, you know, the C.J. Carr, they keep trying to give him the Heisman. They try and, you know, label him as a top five pick in the NFL draft. Well, I mean, Carr and Minshew battled right to the end over who was going to get that job to begin with. And a lot of observers, even Notre Dame insiders, felt that it would be Minshew. It wound up being Carr. But I think that's the level of ability that Minshew has. And I also think that Kentucky can hold up at the line of scrimmage. This is a big offensive line. It's a big defensive line. I mean, you have a 345-pound nose. I think they can hold up at the line of scrimmage. Therefore, I think they're going to be right in this game and perhaps even pull the shocker. I took Kentucky. What was the breakdown in this deal?
6-6.
Wow, 6-6. Okay.
Okay, and also this, for y'all that don't know, this is the Bennett Equipment Pick'em Contest.
Yeah, we mentioned that, Bennett Equipment.
Okay, the next one is Tennessee, 12.5-point favorite versus Georgia Tech. I took Georgia Tech. Because I'm taking home.
I took Tennessee, but I don't feel good about that. Honestly, part of me makes me think that I'm on the wrong side on that.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
Okay. Wake Forest.
We have like 1 minute.
Wake Forest minus four versus Purdue. I took Purdue.
I also took Purdue. Look at this. I think Purdue can run the ball on Wake Forest. I think the Purdue ground game will be the difference.
Arizona State versus Texas A&M. Texas A&M 14.5. I took Texas A&M.
I took Arizona State. I think this is way too many points. I would not be shocked if Arizona State beats them. I just think it's way too many points.
California versus Syracuse. Syracuse 3.5. Favorite, I took Syracuse.
I also took Syracuse. I think there are some similarities in these teams, but I'm concerned with Cal's lack of ability to stop the run against UCLA. And I think Syracuse can run the football. So even though they have Angeli, which is going to be a big problem for Cal, I think the Syracuse run game is going to be the difference. Although with Adam Muhammad, Cal can run the ball now too. So we'll see. I have Syracuse.
Oklahoma State minus 1.5 versus Texas. I took Texas.
That would not be Oklahoma State. That'd
what
be Oklahoma.
It? Why does it say OS?
Oh, Ohio State.
Ohio State. Yeah. Okay, that makes
Ohio
sense.
Ohio State. Yeah, I don't okay. know what you're talking about.
I thought it meant Oklahoma State.
No.
But I was
Ohio honest. State and Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I took Texas.
I thought you'd give me some other game. I didn't remember Oklahoma State being on the ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I also took Texas. Are we on the same side? I'm worried. I like Texas. I just think I think this is the revenge spot, and I think they take care of business in this game. I think Texas wins the game. It's going to be high scoring. It's not going to be like last year's game. Very different game. Much higher scoring. All right, Ramona, that's all we have time for. I took Clemson. You did not. You took Georgia Southern.
I took Georgia Southern. We both took Utah, and we both took Iowa.
All right. Let's play our dedication.
Mark, this is your mom. The news is that it's been hijacked by terrorists. They are planning to probably use the plane as a target to hit some site on the ground. If you possibly can, try to overpower these guys if you can, because they'll probably use the plane as a target. So I would say go ahead and do everything you can to overpower them, because they're hell-bent. Okay, I love you, sweetie.
Hey, Mark, Amanda, where are you? Call me, please. Bye.
I'm a little freaked out watching all this stuff.
Worried about you, so I just want to know where you are.
There's one flight that they say is headed toward San Francisco. It might be yours. So if you can, group some people and perhaps do the best you can to get control of it. I love you, sweetie. Good luck. Bye-bye.
Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Just incredible.
In an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Oh, the next building
there's
is
another
just
one.
Blew up. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
If I could tell the world just one thing, it would be that we're all okay.
The entire building has just collapsed. It
my
folded
God.
Down on itself, and it is not there anymore.
The whole site has collapsed?
The whole building has collapsed.
Not to worry, because worry is wasteful and useless.
They have shut down all aircraft takeoffs.
There's obviously massive casualties.
And another apparent explosion at the Pentagon in Washington.
We saw what we thought was debris, and we realized it was people jumping.
Well, this is a horrible attack.
Lights the darkness most fear.
Flames engulfing what's left of the World Trade Center.
My hand, the small I know.
Among the emergency workers, I can hear them screaming the police code for help.
Not yours, they are my own, and I'm never broken.
A free American people will not be intimidated.
Our resolve has not been weakened.
Nor will we be defeated.
By these horrific and cowardly acts.
And justice will be done.
Elito, no. In this madness will be. But I do know that God is speaking.
My hand is smaller.
have to believe that in my heart. And I have to know that God will use even this tragedy to shake up the world.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. Make no mistake. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
You all know that I love you very, very much. In case I don't see you again, that the plane has been taken over by hijackers.
Tuesday, 9:47 a.m.
Hi, baby. Baby, you have to listen to me carefully. I'm on a plane that's been hijacked. I'm on the plane. I'm calling from the plane. I want to tell you I love you. Please tell my children that I love them very much. And I'm so sorry, babe. I don't know what to say. There are three guys. They've hijacked the plane. I'm trying to be calm. We're turned around, and I've heard that there's planes that's been flown into the World Trade Center. I hope to be able to see your face again, baby. I love you. Bye.
End of message.
That audio is the pain we need. Never, never forget. Tell the story. Educate the young. We're done. I'll see you Monday.
WCCP-FM 105.5 Clemson, Greenville Anderson, WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Hey, Tiger fans, I'm Merritt, the commercial sales rep at One Tom Plumber Upstate and a proud Clemson alumni. When your facility has a plumbing emergency, every minute of downtime costs money. That's why local businesses trust One Tom Plumber. From manufacturing plants, restaurants, and commercial buildings, our experienced team handles everything from drain and sewer issues to water lines, backflow prevention, and emergency plumbing repairs. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. One Tom Plumber, the name is the number. Call us today.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.